and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we greet you today in Jesus' name. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in the presence of God. We greet you today in Jesus' name, trusting that as you celebrate today, that you will have a fresh encounter with the Lord, a fresh encounter with God, and that he will speak to your heart and encourage you. I want to speak a message to you on this Easter Sunday that I've simply entitled, Running on Empty. Running on Empty. It hasn't been so terribly long ago. I was coming from Windsor, North Carolina, to Ahoskey, North Carolina, on Highway 13, a regular route for those of you who are listening, those of you who live in this region. You know that route, Highway 13. And I was strolling along with my cruise control set on 59. You know, that's kind of where you go when it's 55. That's safe, right? The cruise control's on 59. I'm in my beautiful black Ford F-150 4x4 cab size. Come on. Got to give you all the stats so you'll know what I'm driving. When all of a sudden my engine stopped. And I mean dead as a doornail stopped. And I thought, what is this? This is a Ford, okay? This is an F-150, come on. It just stopped. This is the truck of all trucks. This is built Ford tough. And I thought, man, what is up with this? And I looked at the gauge, and I hadn't even paid any attention to the light that was flashing there saying, hey, you need gas. But you know what? It doesn't matter if you're driving a Ford tough if the gas tank is empty. I hadn't done this in years. I did it a lot when I was a teenager. Come on. I did it a lot when I was younger. Didn't have any money in my pocket. But I had let my tank on this Ford, and here I am, a grown man in my 50s. I let my tank get empty. Can I just say this? Empty is not good for a gas tank. Let me add this. Empty is not good for a bank account. Come on. Nor a debit card. Empty's not good for a refrigerator or a freezer, especially here we are smack dab in the middle of the coronavirus quarantine. Empty's not good. Empty's not good for a lot of things, but let me tell you this Easter morning that empty is good for something. Come on. Empty is good when the Son of Man placed in a borrowed tomb and the disciples go to look for him and he's not there. Empty is good. Empty's good when you've watched the Lord Jesus who walked the earth, healed the sick, raised the dead, opened the blinded eyes, watch him defy death and get up out of the grave. Empty is good. I want to turn your attention to Luke's gospel today, chapter number 24. The verses are 1 to 9. This is a classic Easter passage. Follow with me there, beginning with verse 1, Luke's gospel, chapter 24. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb. I'm in the New Living Translation. Taking the spices they had prepared, they found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, why are you looking among the dead for someone who's alive? He isn't here. He's risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day. Verse number 8, then they remembered that he had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. Let me just say this morning. Empty is good when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, fulfills the words, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up. John chapter 2, the verses are 13 to 20. Look there with me. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle. Come on, in your mind's eye, look at this. He found people selling cattle, sheep and doves, and others are sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords, and he drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said,
get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market. His disciple remembered that it is written, zeal for your house will consume you. The Jews then responded to him, what sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this? Jesus answered and said, hear the clear words, destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days. They replied, it's taken 46 years to build this temple and you're going to raise it in 3 days? Verse 21, but the temple he had spoken of was his body. Empty is good when the blind man, healing, leper cleansing man from Galilee dies on a cross but is placed in a grave to become, here we go, the first fruits of the resurrection for you and me. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the verses are 22 and 23. It says here, Paul says to the church at Corinth, for as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ, here we go, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Jesus Christ became the first fruits. In other words, the first one, the first example of a bodily resurrection from the dead. That means that those of you who are listening to me today, you may go back in your mind's eye. Maybe you've lost a loved one just recently. Maybe you've stood by the graveside. Maybe you've wept because of the loss of a mom or a dad. Maybe you lost your son or a daughter. Maybe one of your friends got killed in a hunting accident or a car wreck. And you stood at the graveside and you thought, man, this is terrible. And you're overtaken with grief. But can I tell you, that's what relationship with Christ does. It gives you and I hope that the grave is not the end. That's what relationship with Jesus does. Paul said that you and I need not sorrow like people who don't have a hope. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I love this passage. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead, here we go, in Christ, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I like the way Paul closes this. Paul says, wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. These words, these words of promise, these words of hope give us an indication that, you know what, the grave, it doesn't stop there because God's got a place prepared for us. This is the promise for the believer. This is the promise for the child of God. This is the promise for the Christian. This is the promise for the Christ follower, that we have a hope in a future, a place that God's prepared for us. What happened the day you ran out of gas? Well, I ran out of gas right in front of a house where a young lady was mowing the grass. I couldn't have run out of gas at any better place. I thought, this is embarrassing, man. I run out of gas. I'm a grown man. Everybody in this region knows who I am. I'm a local pastor. And so she just stops the lawnmower and she hollers over to her grandson. And he comes out with a big old red can, like 5 gallons. And he empties it into my truck. And I reach into my pocket. And I try my best to pay her. And she says, no, pastor. See? No, pastor. She said, you're not going to pay us. This is a gift. So what are you saying? Can I tell you this Easter morning that that's exactly what happened to you and me? That when we were empty, when we were out of gas, when we were out of everything good and we only had anything, we had nothing to offer God but sin, that he comes to us and he says, hey, I've got something for you. And guess what? It's my gift to you. It's my gift to you. When we were dead, as the writer of Ephesians says, when we were dead in our trespasses and dead in our sins, God made a way for us. When we were empty of life's real value, empty of life's real purpose, God had one right there for us. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We were running on empty, but his empty tomb has given us life and given us life to the full. Man, what a world we live in today. I think about So many things the enemy is doing to rob people of hope. So many things the enemy's doing to try to steal people's joy. In fact, Jesus said this in John 10:10. He said, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Your empty life is filled up with hope, filled up with peace, filled up with joy, filled up with purpose, filled up with value, because God sent his son. And he sent his son, and his son understood. Even as a kid, he said, you know what? When he was missing, he said, and they found him, he said, I got to be about my father's business. He knew his purpose. He knew his purpose on this earth was to bleed and die and shed his blood so that you and I might have eternal life. As we close today, let me tell you, we're living in times like many of us would have never, ever imagined that we would be living today. You know, I spoke to a very well-known evangelist, a man who has a tremendous track record in biblical prophecy. And I spoke to him just this week, and I asked him a question. I said, you know, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, did you ever imagine that we would be where we are right now? And this man, if I called his name, you would know him. This man who's known for prophetic education, prophetic understanding, biblical education, biblical understanding. This man said to me, Pastor Wallace, he said, this thing caught me like a T-bone at an intersection. He said, I would have never, ever imagined that we would be where we are right now, going through what we're going right now. And we talked about Matthew 24, and we talked about Luke 21, and we talked about the birth pains that I sincerely believe that we're in. We talked about the coming of Jesus. John 14, Jesus said this. He said, you know what? Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Here we go. You believe also in me, for he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. Jesus said to his disciples, the same thing the Lord wants to say to you today, let not your hearts be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. You're listening today, and you know, maybe you're running on empty. You're listening today, and maybe you're out of gas when it comes to life. Maybe you don't know exactly where to turn or what to do. Maybe you don't know how to handle this pandemic. Maybe you're filled with fear. Can I just tell you something? Jesus Christ came out of the grave so that you and I could have peace. Jesus Christ came out of the grave. The tomb is empty, and it brings you peace that you can place your faith and your trust and your hope in him, and he will never let you down. He will never let you down. Listen, if you're watching today, and God is speaking to your heart, and you're living a life that you feel like your tank is empty, and you're not filled with his love, and filled with his grace, and filled with his peace, and filled with his joy, and you need that Savior today, listen, I want you to do this. I want you to just simply pray and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me of my sin. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin, and with your precious blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, wash me clean. Wash my iniquities away. Wash me clean. And say, Lord Jesus, I open my heart and I ask you not only for forgiveness, but I ask you to come in Come into this empty heart and fill me and make me whole. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, listen, we believe that you come to a place where you've been born again and washed in the blood of Jesus because of a prayer of repentance. That's what this earth needs today. That's what we all need today, to examine ourselves, examine our hearts, and make sure we're not running on empty, but make sure rather we're filled with the knowledge of the Son of God. We're filled with the grace of the Son of God, the peace of the Son of God. It's our only hope. It's our only hope. In Jesus' name. Comment if you're watching us online today. Just comment, hey, I prayed that prayer, because we want to pray for you. We want to reach out to you. Just comment below, I prayed the prayer. We've had people to do this every week. Just comment, I prayed the prayer. And we'll connect with you. We'll pray with you. We'll believe God with you. Don't run on empty. Run with a fullness of relationship with Jesus Christ in these days. In Jesus' name, God bless you as they lead us in worship as we close here today. Thank you for being with us today at Carpenter Shop International Church. Thank you for watching online. Do us a favor, would you share the broadcast? Share the broadcast and stay with us each week as we do our very best during this season to bring you a word from the Lord, a worship experience. Thank you for supporting us. You'll see ways to give online if you want to do just that. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of the worship service on this Easter Sunday 2020. God bless you.